This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. All right, so we told you about the CBO yesterday, the Congressional Budget Office, and its role in scoring the GOP's new health care bill, all bills, in fact, and figuring out how much those bills are going to cost. Today in the House, work has begun on what's called marking up the bill, literally marking it up, amending and rewriting as necessary. Committee markup on a bill of this import would normally take weeks or more. Republicans, however, are trying to get it done by Friday. And as Marketplace's Adam Allington reports, you can learn a whole lot about the economics of a bill by paying attention to the markup.
Think of markup as the product testing phase of new legislation. Mark Harkins is with the Government Affairs Institute at Georgetown University.
When Congress is trying to figure out how to find compromise on legislation, they go through this process in committees to make changes to bills, and that's what the markup process is.
The idea with markup, says Harkins, is to amend, rack up votes, and push legislation forward. As far as timing, he says there is precedent for moving quickly.
The National Defense Authorization Act, which authorizes $500 billion, is always done within one day. And so the idea that you want to get this done relatively quickly makes it less likely that people can find fault with it.
In fact, given that some Republicans are already calling the bill Obamacare light, there may be little stomach for a true markup.
The issue is whether you want to have a real markup that's deliberative or if you want to have a markup for markup's sake.
Abby Gluck is director of the Solomon Center for Health Law and Policy at Yale. A telling sign, she says, is the fact that all of this is happening even before the Congressional Budget Office has scored the bill to see how much it costs or how many people might lose insurance.
It's a symbol. It's something that they're showing the American public that they're willing to pass this bill through at any cost, at any speed, without really trying to figure out the implications of the bill on the American public.
While President Obama signed the Affordable Care Act 14 months after entering office, Senate leader Mitch McConnell said yesterday he wants to send a bill to President Trump before the April recess. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.